Ina, you're cross-appointed at the University of Calgary between the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Medicine. What is it that you're working on?
We've been interested for quite some time in the stem cells in the testis, which are the stem cells that support male reproduction. And initially, we were interested more from the from their function in maintaining reproductive efficiency, which is certainly of interest both to animals, animal production, and also to human infertility treatments. We've also been interested in these stem cells because they allow us to manipulate or make models, genetically altered models of animals that can be used in biomedical research. And I think my cross-appointment reflects the fact that we've also, our research has always been at the interface of basic biology, things that you could potentially apply to human and animal health down the road. And so I think that's why I'm, you know, affiliated with both sides of medicine, both veterinary and human medicine.
With the stem cell research that you're doing, what animals are you working with?
Well, we do work with mouse models just because the genetics of the mouse are best defined from all the species that we have available. But for quite a long time, we've been working with a pig model. And the reason for that really is that the pig is physiologically quite similar to the human. So if a problem we often have in research is that we can work out a lot of things in mice or even in worms or flies, but it's a big jump to apply the findings to humans because they're really quite far removed phylogenetically or evolutionarily. And so there's always a quest for preclinical models that are more similar to humans. And what always comes to mind for people is monkeys, non-human primates, but it is very costly and ethically questionable to do some experiments in these highly developed primate species. So people are always on the lookout for models that are more relevant to humans yet still accessible. And I think pigs have emerged in the last several years as being a very good model for a lot of questions and also for translation of basic findings into potential practical applications.
So is the idea down the road that instead of a person having to access their own stem cells in order to, you know, help with any health problems they have, that you can use something from a different species and that would still have the same effect ultimately when it comes to treating some sort of diseases?
Well, no, not really with our work. In our work, the other species really serve as the model in which we can test hypotheses. Let's say in our particular case, we would test the hypotheses if we could get these stem cells from the testis, for example, and use them to repair a heart. I mean, very simplistic speaking, or another tissue. So we would not use the stem cells from the pig to treat a human, yet we would figure out a way to harness an individual's own stem cells in order to repair a diseased organ or tissue. There are people who work on making what's called humanized pigs, for example, pigs that have an immune system like a person, you know, and those could potentially be used for organ transplantation down the road because there's such a severe shortage of organs for people who die from organ failure. But that's not what we're working on.
So what stage are you at right now with your research?
Well, I would say, depending on the project, the tissue regeneration project is in its early stages of applying knowledge that people have very recently generated in rodents and applying this work now to a larger animal model. So that's early stages, but certainly discovery stages, nothing close to application at this point. In our other work with trying to genetically modify these germ lineage stem cells in order to make models, disease models, that's a lot closer to actually becoming useful to the research community. So I guess it depends on which of our projects we're looking at. But the actual tissue regeneration is a very young field, and I think we're certainly still in the discovery stage.
Now, you've come to Alberta from the United States. Why did you come to Alberta? What is it that you can do here?
One of the draws for me was the fact that a new faculty of veterinary medicine was set up here at the University of Calgary a few years ago. And this faculty, aside from having a lot of new ideas that were appealing to me, is also completely embedded in the Faculty of Medicine. And that's actually a very unique situation pretty much for all of North America. There's very few universities that even have the two faculties on the same campus, but none that I know of where basically the research lab of a person working in veterinary medicine is next door to one working on the same or similar area in medicine. And that to me really appealed to me a lot because, as I said, my research has always been on this interface of how can we use animal models to benefit medical research, and something will even come back from medical research into findings that could potentially benefit animal health. And I think this research environment is just uniquely powerful, and that to me was probably the biggest potential that I saw was coming here.
Well, with your research on developing the model with pigs, what do you see as being your next step?
Well, we've been talking a little bit here with the researchers that work in different models, basically defining an organ system that we want to target and really take into a large animal model. There's research groups here that work on repairing injury after heart attacks or heart injury in people. There's other very strong research groups here that are interested in orthopedic diseases, joint and bone injuries. And so we're really trying to align which cell type we're going to target with the models that are already present here. And so at the moment, we're trying to narrow this down a little bit and then probably pursue some specific funding for these applications.
Why is it that you work in this area?
Well, it's kind of a progression. You know, as I said, I'm a reproductive biologist. I've always worked on the reproductive cells in the body. And the stem cells really have only come to the forefront of our imagination in the last 10 years or so, I would say. And it became apparent that the reproductive stem cells that we were working on and these pluripotent stem cells that everybody's talking about derived from embryos or now induced by genetic manipulation, that they have a lot in common. And I think this plasticity that the body actually has these stem cells that could potentially relatively easily revert to a state where they can generate different tissues in the body, we really only know that for a few years. And it has driven the development of the research in my laboratory, that all of a sudden, not only are the stem cells that we're working with relevant for reproduction and for producing eggs and sperm, but they can even be used in a wider fashion, maybe for tissue regeneration. So I guess it was just the excitement of having a whole different perspective to the cell type that we've been working on for the last 10, 15 years.
Ina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.